InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Another thing that your administration is trying to tackle, many Americans, the average age of first-time home buyers are now up to age 40, which is sad for the country I grew up in. I inherited that.
Look, you have to understand.
All right, but let me get to the question, though, because your housing director has proposed something that has enraged your MAGA friends, which is this 50-year mortgage idea. So a significant MAGA backlash, calling it a giveaway to the banks and simply prolonging the time it would take for Americans to own a home outright. Is that really a good idea?
It's not even a big deal. I mean, you know, you go from 40 to 50 years, and what it means is you pay something less from 30. That some people had a 40, and then now they have a 50. All it means is you pay less per month. You pay it over a longer period of time. It's not like a big factor. It might help a little bit. But the problem was that Biden did this. He increased the interest rates. And I have a lousy Fed person who's going to be gone in a few months.
Yeah, 50-year mortgages look kind of loan sharky. The issue is we have systemic global inflation. Trump's very frustrated trying to get the housing market going. So he's being criticized for all of that. And he's being criticized for the importation of Chinese students, and he's being criticized for having the leader of Al-Qaeda and the dictator of Syria at the White House. And he's being criticized for food prices not being down enough. The truth is, Trump's been able to get energy prices lowered, but with all the different factors involved, he is fighting major headwinds. And so I'll criticize things Trump could do better or things that could be better all day long, and we do. We just have to also realize he's battling a lot of forces that are trying to stop this recovery, and that if he fails, we're going into a systemic, designed, long-term, post-industrial austerity or planned global reset to build back better of an absolute planetary, totalitarian, technocracy hell system. I mean, it's just indescribably bad. You've seen their plan. You see their statements. It's just hellish. So it is very popular to just attack Trump constantly, and a lot of people do it from a good place of criticism, like MTG or myself, and the media acts like we hate Trump and then misrepresents what's going on, and Trump got asked about it yesterday and said, I don't know what's wrong with her now. I like her, but maybe she's putting on an act. And then I don't think he's even actually seen the things she said about him. She talks about all the good stuff and then says, I love Trump, but he's got some bad people in there, and the DOJ's not moving quick enough. And then she'll run through the issues that I totally agree with. So there's also that going on. But if you look at our live show headline today, it deals with the fact that a lot of people are in the Trump movement at the grassroots and up through to the top are impatient and are upset. Tuesday Live, Trump gets massive backlash over Chinese student importation, 50-year mortgages, lack of domestic focus. That's what people say. It's a lot of domestic focus. It's all about bringing the jobs back. Meeting with the leader of Al-Qaeda, plus Dems cave on gov shutdown and anti-officially attacks TPUSA despite Trump designating group as a domestic terror organization. Also, big military developments in Russia and Ukraine, with Venezuela, with Israel, with China. Albert Bourla's made an insane statement, and he's made a lot of them. Wait till you hear this. Oh, yeah, Laura Ingraham taking Trump to the woodshed. We've got just massive news. We have the beginning of the end of the shutdown. It's all coming up today. Stay with us. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com, the coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, Dinesh D'Souza is coming on the show. I admire Dinesh D'Souza. I've watched his work since I was 8 years old, 10 years old, and you know, went to Republican rallies that he and Reagan spoke at. And 95% of the things he supports, I support. And he's a great filmmaker and done such great work. But I do disagree with him on total and complete commitment to whoever happens to be in power in Israel. And my position on Israel is not some guarded dog whistle, and I really hate Israel, I want to blow it up, and you know, side with the Muslims, God no. My issue is I don't like it being the main focus of this country. And for a lot of people on the left that absolutely foam at the mouth and hate Israel, and the people on the right who worship Israel, and on the right, you call it that, that are obsessed with it. And then the way the Israel lobby viciously attacks anybody that doesn't stand up on its back flippers like a seal and bark whatever the orders are. And Israel, with Netanyahu, who's been around off and on in power since 1996, it's 30 years, 29 years, is definitely making a move on the Republican Party. And it's been failing. So now they're trying to drive a wedge and make the issue, along with the left, who's almost completely anti-Israel. But then they'll still run back and say, oh, look, the Republicans are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel now, and they're all teaming up with the neocons, Ben Shapiro, and the other usual suspects. It's dangerous. And they're trying to dictate, you know, who can have all, who on, and we're going to destroy you, and we're making lists, and we're going to deplatform you, and we're coming for you. And Tucker's a fox in the hen house who needs to be neutralized. These are quotes by Josh Hammer and Mark Levin and the rest of them. It's obnoxious, it's anti-American, and it sounds like the left. And J.P. Sears has the best boil down of this. It's only about 4 minutes long, but we should play that for D'Souza when he comes on. And that perfectly describes where I'm at. And also, Israel's not going anywhere. So I'm pragmatic. Plus, I don't want Israel destroyed. And I can see multiple moves up as the whole world continues to turn against Israel. This is going to lead to some cataclysmic stuff. And so I'm going to just point blank, because I've had D'Souza on before when he debated Nick Fuentes. I know I'm going to get hit with all the talking points. I'm just going to go, D'Souza, you're not stupid. Cut the crap. All right. Think where this goes out in the future. The Israel neocon right-wing lobby has lied us into all these wars, which D'Souza admits, big part of it. Pentagon, you know, we got our own share of neocons over here that, you know, some Jewish, some not. But the point is that Netanyahu and his crew are right in the middle of it. And people are sick of it. And then trying to destroy Tucker Carlson just smacks of desperation. And I can tell you, nobody's buying it. Not just on X. I went and looked on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. 95% of the comments are, what the hell are you doing? So Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy while they're making a mistake. Well, Israel's not my enemy. And I love peace and I love justice and I love a future where we all don't kill each other. So I love Israel and I love China and I love North Korea. I don't love their governments. I love America. I don't love our government. So I don't want to watch Israel self-harm anymore. And that's what this is. And man, when you got poster child spokespersons like Hammer, Levin, and the insufferable Ben Shapiro, just so full of hubris. I guess they have their name for it in Yiddish. Chutzpah. I just can't handle it. So, and this is happening, but we need American Jews to come out and speak out against this. And I'm talking about populist right-wing Jews, not the self-hating leftist, pro-Islam, commie Jews. There's plenty of those. No, I'm not talking about those people, God almighty. They'll lower the drawbridge down and destroy us all, you know, with Islam. That's the thing. We're navigating a bunch of big problems here. We got to get sophisticated. And I'm sorry, if people want to show that worships Israel, you got the wrong place. They want to broadcast that wants to blow up Israel or push everybody in the ocean, you got the wrong place. Looking for a broadcast that wants to murder all the Gazans and all, and I've got Israeli news defending again their military raping people and members of the Knesset saying they deserve it. Man, if you got evil thoughts like that, keep it to yourself. I mean, I got really, I mean, if I want to hurt Israel, let me tell you, I can go to town. With what's coming out of the mouths of people in the so-called right-wing leadership of Israel. I mean, you people are foaming at the mouth. You sound as bad as the Muslims, the worst of them. So, I mean, I've seen on Palestinian TV, I played lots of clips where like they have the women on there saying, when we occupy Israel, we will rape all the women because under the Quran, they deserve to be raped. And they are, you know, for what they've done. And so they will be our slaves because they are. And I play the clip. And then I got Jews saying the same stuff. It's like lunatic asylum behavior. In fact, if I want to pull those clips up, I will just devastate D'Souza with it. You've all seen it. I mean, the thing is, there's new ones every day. Here's my thing. I don't even want to look at it. But because it's now front and center, damaging the Republican Party, damaging the MAGA movement, damaging us trying to deal with China and secure the Republic and secure the damn economy for the future and our culture, then I'm forced to come in intellectually and take things to the next level for people. But all Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin care about is being all over the news and igniting as big a controversy as they can and going after the First Amendment and threatening people because it elevates them in their collapsing neocon right-wing dinosaur dig. Or you know, like La Brea tar pits, they go find mummified woolly mammoths and saber-tooth tigers in there. I mean, you guys inhabit a political mausoleum. And like the old Dracula movies, where they find Dracula, he's been, you know, destroyed, been burned up, and they've got his ashes, so they kill a woman and dump her blood in on top of it, and then he kind of reconstitutes and Dracula comes back. I mean, that's literally Shapiro and Levin down in their political tomb with Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld, and they're just hoping to have a big political bloodletting so they can feast on it and somehow reconstitute themselves. And don't come at me with, oh, an anti-Semitic dog whistle. No, that my analogy is 100% what it is about trying to get a blood transfusion back into yourself. I use the vampire analogy for everybody. But, I mean, that's where we are. And they are in their mausoleum with the Crypt Keeper, Dick Cheney, and they know their audiences are shrunk to nothing, and they're all going literally going bankrupt. And not like me with the Democrats spending hundreds of millions of dollars to shut us down and rig courts because we're so popular and so successful. And we're going 24 hours a day and hiring all these reporters, and we're number one in the world. No, no, you're going bankrupt because your listeners and viewers have turned on you and are sick of you. So let me stop. That's in the third hour. I'm going to stop spending time on that. An hour is enough today. I just blew 10 minutes on. I apologize. Or 5 minutes. Then Stuart Rhodes is going to be in studio, supposedly the J6 mastermind, when they never showed one piece of evidence. And now we see all the evidence coming out of what we already had pieces of. We had most of the pieces, but now the final pieces are there of how they staged the whole deal. The deep state, the Democrats, that's coming up today. But I've got all this other incredible news I want to just blitz through in the next hour and 44 minutes before Dinesh D'Souza comes on with us. And then there's also a lot of breaking news. And when I go after Trump today, it is from a place of helping him, not undermining what he's doing overall, but little course corrections. And every time I do this, the media misrepresents it, takes out of context, says I'm attacking, but you know what I really said. And a lot of you will hear this critique, and you'll think, well, that's a defense. Well, exactly. I understand from a pragmatic position why he does everything he does. I understand how his brain works. I understand his world map. It's very pragmatic, it's pro-human, it's very fair, but he's missing some pieces of things, and that's where he gets caught up in all of this. And here's an example. The former global head of Al-Qaeda was at the White House yesterday with Trump, met by big Islamic groups when he got there, big crowds. He is a dictator. And the day before, he's playing basketball with the top generals, CENTCOM. And then he's doing this tour with the former head of the CIA, Petraeus, and the rest of it. And I could spend the next hour on this. I could spend 5 hours on it. I mean, I know this stuff up one side and down the other. And I know why Trump's doing what he's doing. I understand all the pieces. And Trump is not the one that did this. Right before he got in, the U.S. with Israel and Turkey and NATO overthrew Assad, who was a dictator. But compared to this guy, is an angel kick. And they're on record committing mass genocide. This current guy. I can show you hours of video of them just lining up, mainly men, but also women and children, and just machine gunning them and piles of dead bodies. And then I noticed some of the pro-Trump people and pro-Israel people, because it's when it comes to the Middle East, it's kind of the same constellation of people attacking a video I shot last night, just showing some of the history with him on a most wanted FBI poster. You know, that's the president, the dictator of Syria. And they're like, Grok, is he really engaged in massacres? And is he really the former head of Al-Qaeda? And I'll show you. And Grok's like, well, there have been some big massacres. But he was Al-Qaeda, but he wasn't the head of Al-Qaeda. There was no head of Al-Qaeda in the last 6, 7, 8 years. But I read the policy reports around the world I knew who was backing him. I knew Israel and MI6 were. And he was recognized as the most popular, most charismatic leader in al-Qaeda and led al-Qaeda forces in Syria and Iraq. Al-Qaeda was even kicked out of Afghanistan. So where's the two places al-Qaeda could operate? Iraq and Syria. So he's the leader of al-Qaeda in two powerful populist, large population Muslim countries. He's recognized in many publications as the de facto leader. It's a movement. But Grok says Jones is wrong. He's not the leader of al-Qaeda. Well, I don't need some damn AI to tell me what something is. He's a frickin' carbon copy of Osama bin Laden. His real name wasn't even known until recently, and who knows if that's even right. And the West has this long history of backing these people. So then people say, what the hell is going on here? And I'll break it down. And I mean, look at this. He was the poster child for al-Qaeda. Now, as soon as the CIA and MI6 and others who were already backing al-Qaeda forever started officially backing him, he had to say a few years ago, well, I'm no longer al-Qaeda. Yeah, you just fly the same flags, have the same leaders. He's got people in the Syrian government who were top aides to Osama bin Laden. I mean, this is the OGs, folks. Because this guy's like, 8 feet tall or whatever and somewhat charismatic and looks good in a suit. MI6 chose him to be the new leader. And by the way, MI6 has been running this with Turkey. The MI6 bragged about it. I have a video of the CIA at a State Department meeting just a few months ago bragging about how they went and got and did a rehab of him. You want to see it? I got the video coming up. So here's my problem. I have like 30 or 40 exhibits just on this. So I don't want to hear it from dumbasses out there that, oh, he's not really the leader of al-Qaeda, all this crap. Please save it. So this is pure 1984, where one day you're always at war with this group, the next day you're not. But the truth is, from the time of Zbigniew Brzezinski, even before that, Operation Ajax, 1953, in Iran. MI6, British intelligence, ran the Middle East, folks. They created most of the countries and borders that are there today. Lawrence of Arabia, made a movie out of it. Makes it all cute and fun. About taking over Syria again. The last time they did it. And the Ba'athists fought them 40-something years later. And got control. And then the Assads have been in since then. And, it's called history. And so the British globalist system just got back control of something and hasn't had control of for 71 years. That's a historical just a fact. Okay? And they use, just like they did in the time of Lawrence of Arabia, British intelligence, a Saudi Arabian Wahhabist-backed army to do it. And because Trump is heavily allied with Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia is reforming, and Saudi Arabia did kill the wing of the Saudi royals and imprisoned the rest that actually were funding jihad at al-Qaeda. They're playing a double game. At least Trump believes that. Now because Trump's big buddies with the crown prince and he likes this guy and MI6 likes it, it was already done before Trump got in. He's like, fine, let's hope it works. Let's see what happens, but stop murdering everybody. He says to the leader of al-Qaeda, now the dictator. And you even had a Rubio a few months ago say there'll probably be a civil war in a few months and Syria will probably need regime change again. So they're even telling you this might not work out, but right now they're acting like it is and taking the sanctions off, and then you've got the former leader of al-Qaeda going and meeting with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank so they can now be put under the bankers. I mean, we can spend hours. Because if you understand this, I don't want to just make the Middle East the focus, but we have to because we're being sucked into it. If you understand this, you understand how it works all over the world. So this is a Rosetta Stone, a real keyhole into how it works. So I just covered this some. When I get to it later, we'll take what I just said and train it up, hook it up, sandwich it up with what I'm going to get into later with the actual clips I just mentioned. You know what I do. I kind of give you a big picture and then tell you the clips and the stuff. Then I show you everything I said. Oh, here's this, here's that, here's that. Unlike corporate media. Donald Trump says the KKK are wonderful people. Where's the clip? Doesn't exist. Alex Jones peed on kids' graves. Nobody did. Doesn't exist. Show it to me. Oh, sorry, can't. Alex Jones is people to harass people's families. Oh, show me. Oh, didn't exist. When I tell you something, I show you. So I'm going to get to more of that later. Republicans face Jeffrey Epstein reckoning as end of shutdown looms. We're going to get to that. But the first thing I want to hit is what you can't physically see, but you see the manifestations of it, the footprints everywhere. And that is Ephesians 6:12, and it's all over the Old and New Testament. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Tucker Carlson came out and talked about demonic attack. I know all the inside stuff, but she never told me not to tell, so I think I'm going to go ahead and just say it all. And all these fake Christians that are really Christian Zionists are attacking him now, saying, that's not in the Bible. How dare you say this? You're crazy. Really, you see in the videos they're posted on X, it's like half the comments are like, you're crazy. There's not demons attacking people. Really? You read the Bible ever, Dumbo? Demons jump out of the man and jump in the pigs. I'll run off the cliff. What's your name? We are Legion. So this is really at the heart of all this. So you want hardcore reality? I'll give it to you when we come back. Now, before we go to break, it was so popular and people loved it so much. But this is it. We are extending the buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture that is, you've seen the rave reviews, game changing. Buy one bottle, get one free, extended for Veterans Day until tomorrow night at midnight, 48 hours, and that's it. Because I was here this morning cutting an ad for the new sale. Every order, let's pull up the website if we can and do a little zoom in on this. I'm going to show them. Every order at thealexjonesstore.com gets a free, high-quality Richardson murdered out black on black trucker hat. And I can tell you, these hats cost them like $14 a piece. I mean, it's a nice, you pay $35 in a store for that. Okay. And it's murdered out. It is awesome. It's collectible too, because it's close to sitting on InfoWars. And every order of anything, other t-shirts, other supplements, get one of these. And then I was like, you know what? It's Veterans Day. I called up Bigley and I said, can we do the methylene blue for two more days? They said, it's about to sell out, but more's coming in about 3 weeks. Okay, sure, whatever. And they're great. I'm not officially the boss, but they listen to me. So you've got that buy one, get one free, and a free hat on top of it. That's a lost leader right there. But only for 48 hours to celebrate Veterans Day to thank our veterans. They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example to anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction. When despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His rival was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, first off, I want to be very clear, as a learned man of history books, but more importantly, of the street, that when you get around extremely rich and powerful people, they are all extremely spiritual. And the really good ones are Christians, and the bad ones are into the occult. And there's different variants of that where they think they control it. They're not really with the devil, but they know there's different forces, and they're using both. And you study Solomon in the Old Testament, King David's son, King Solomon, who the Bible basically says isn't even sure that didn't basically go to hell because of all the things he was involved in, including human sacrifice. And you read the whole Bible, and it's all these cultures sacrificing children in different ways. And then they dig up the archaeological sites, and it's all there. It all happened. It all went on. And it went on in Europe. It went on with the Druids. It went on in Mesoamerica with the Mayan cultures and the Aztecs that came out of it. And it went on in the Spartans and different Greek groups, the Egyptians. There was human sacrifice in ancient China, all over Africa, continuing today. Exact same stuff. So whatever you want to believe this is, or wherever you want to think it comes from, the Bible in the Old Testament and New Testament describes over and over again how different kingdoms and systems would get under the control of priest class, who by increment would then twist them until finally they were building altars to Moloch and other gods and sacrificing children in different ways to them. What do you think went on at Stonehenge, boys and girls? The word bonfire, you think, means just a big outdoor fire. No, it's a druidic bone fire. Burning Man. Got the movie in the 60s where the sacrifice calls for a pure, good, heroic man. There's different types of sacrifices. The Druids had it for kids, you name it. But sometimes the Druidic priests, this is in the history books, would demand the king give his son, the prince, to be killed. So did the Aztecs. They would sometimes demand the king give up his family. It's about the priest class having total control. So they trick him to go out to this, you know, area, a remote area, on the British Isles, and he thinks he's in the movie, The Wicker Man. He thinks he's saving a kidnapped girl, but really, they want him. And they put him in a wicker man, and they burn him. That's an actual ritual. Written about by the Romans, they observed. And so this has been going on in all of human recorded history, by everybody. And it's right below the surface. And you look at the open Satanism, the open pedophilia, and you look at all the open evil going on. Those are the footprints of this. But Tucker Carlson was just a mainline, milquetoast Anglican and wasn't even sure God was real. And he was on record, you know, 15, 20 years ago saying that. Then he began to awaken politically, became anti-war about 15 years ago, apologized, and has been consistent ever since. And has now totally turned against the establishment and has gotten super hardcore awake. And then about 3 years ago, I'm talking to some of his producers that called me, sharing guest ideas, information, running stories by me, seeing what I thought of things. I mean, Tucker talked quite a bit. But I saw his producers, and they said, listen, you need to talk to Tucker about this. He wants to talk to you about it in person. About a month ago, when he was at his house in Maine, out on the island he's got, little island, he literally got attacked by a black shadow that bloodied him, his back, the front of him, everything. And until he cried out to Jesus, he couldn't even breathe. You know, I thought he was going to die. And then and this person I was talking to said, listen, I've not even been a Christian. I'm agnostic. He said, I didn't even tell Tucker about this. But and then he talked about his demonic attack a few weeks before that. And they started talking to the rest of the staff. And some of the others were also attacked. So now the top of Drudge, Tucker Carlson, even before I saw this is new, I was going to cover this, see. Tucker Carlson draws scorn for new details of demonic attack, the claw marks, the bloody sheets. Now, notice when I've talked about this, the corporate media doesn't pick it up. I have had my experiences. I've not told you all of them. Because quite frankly, it's embarrassing. Let's just say, have you seen Conan the Barbarian? She says there's a price, Barbarian, to know, you know, who the symbol of the snake eating itself and, you know, who killed his parents. She says, there's a price, and the price is to have sex with her? And then she literally turns into a demon while he's having sex with her? Yeah, that's happened to me. And I mean, scarier than Linda Blair. And it's happened four times. Four. Four different women. In my life. Now, there's another time. I remember we were going to see Rambo 3. I'm like 11 years old. It's like noon. I've been out swimming in the morning and then playing golf on the golf course. We live on the golf course. And I come in, my dad goes, hurry up. You want to go see this movie? We're going to see it. We're going to drive into Town East Mall and watch it in Mesquite. I still remember. And I go, okay, let me get a Gatorade or whatever it was, the refrigerator. And I walk in to the kitchen. I open the refrigerator. And I hear this, bleh, don't see anything. And something grabs me and slams me up against the wall and then throws me onto the ceiling. I hit the ground, get up, walk out, get in the truck with my dad, drive into the movie theater, and about halfway through, he knew I was tough, kid. He goes, are you okay? And I said, no, man, I'm just in total pain. My shoulder, I hurt my shoulder. And we had to leave the movie, and he owned a little hospital clinic nearby, not just his dental office. We go in there, the doctor's there, they check it. Yeah, your arm's out of socket. They do a maneuver, jam the son of a bitch back in. And I never told that story until a few years ago. It happened. I don't know what it was or what was going on in Rockwall, Texas at noon on a Saturday or Sunday, or I think it was a Saturday, as we went to church. It was to be a Saturday. It happened. I didn't see a black shadow. I wasn't on drugs. I've been swimming and playing golf. You know, I used to get up real early. Had a beautiful day. And that's what happened. So I talked to Tucker about it later. And he said, sometime we're in person, I'll tell you about it. So a couple years ago, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, whenever it was, I'm up there in Maine, and we're in his lodge, where he has a studio, and they're grilling steaks, and Lexi makes this incredible, his producer, apple pie, and it's all wonderful. We're sitting there at this big, long table, and I'm sitting up there near the head with him, and they're not listening to us talk. And people should ask Tucker, this happened. This is why he says I'm the most extraordinary person he's ever met. And I'm not saying I'm the most extraordinary person around. I'm just saying he's never had this happen. And he starts saying, I was flying back here about 4 days ago, or wherever, 4 days away. I remember what he said. But he said, I was flying back last week, and I was thinking about this demonic attack that happened like 11 months ago. And I couldn't figure it out. And I was looking through my camera roll on my phone, and I felt this feeling that I get, you've seen before. When I go, Trump will announce he's won at 127. So like at 10 o'clock at night, he announced at 127. I didn't think to ask, when I was being given information, like what time zone. More and more, and I'm getting where I just go ahead and do it. I set him up before they try to kill Trump at Butler. He's just cancel all outdoor events. They're going to try to kill him. It's imminent, emergency, you know. They're going to use surface air missiles as well. A month after that, they were hyping surface air missiles. I mean, I'm dialed in, folks. I mean, I get like, wake up. Go turn your phone on. It's going to be exactly this time, like over and over again. I'm like, pay attention to what you're being told. Listen. And with all the chatter and, you know, the rat race they keep us in, all of you are having these same things happen. The spirit world's more real. We just see a limited spectrum of what's going on in the third dimension. We don't even see the whole third dimension, not to mention all the other dimensions. This has all been mathematically proven. And so I feel this feeling. I know it's not me. And I go, don't tell your story. We'll tell it in pieces. I want you to see this. And I would say, someone laid hands on you. This was energetic. Remember, he just said, I was looking at my camera roll, and I saw this person, and I went, hold on. I said, I'm going to tell you this in pieces so that you understand that this isn't like some fortune teller and I'm, you know, you're giving me enough to figure it out. I said, somebody laid hands on you before this happened. He goes, hey, you've seen a lot of Tucker faces and stuff. That's all real. That's how he acts behind the scenes. But he was just like, oh, my. Oh, hold on. He was just, hold on a second. And so I start telling him, and he goes, hold on, I'll be right back. And he's like, man, this is freaking me out. He comes back. He's like, okay. Comes back like a minute later. He goes, and so he tells me a piece. I tell him a piece. Because, you know, he doesn't really believe in God. He doesn't know what's going on, but he's fighting evil. He's in very powerful, famous people's houses. He's been there a few days staying. He's about to leave. He's going out to the car to leave. And they come in and they say, hey, we'd like you to come in here. We'd like to pray for you. These people aren't like known as Christians either. It's not like pray for them. Apparently. Yeah, we want you to come on in here. And I said, let me guess. They brought you into something. And I was going to say they brought you into a like a temple or a. I said, they brought you into a room with a chair. And he goes, yeah, in the middle. And I was like, well, what was the color in the room? It's like kind of garish red. He goes, yeah. And I said, what was coming out of the ceiling? And he was like, he was just like blushing and like going, what the hell? He starts telling me about it. And then I said, and then they lay the hands on you. And he goes, they did it. And as he says, he goes, feet. And as he said feet, I said feet. And now he's like, well, see, I know black magic. I've studied it. And the main way they want to do it is anal sex when they're doing it. That's Aleister Crowley stuff. He's just covering the old stuff. But they obviously it would be too obvious for him. He wouldn't let him do that. Let me put my hands on your feet. So they got this woman with her hands on her feet. And I said, let me guess. And he goes, yeah, extremely sexual, like being assaulted sexually, but mentally, like an orgasm. But he said, then he was freaked out by it, didn't like it, left, had a bunch of, you know, weird feelings and things going on, rejected it. Because it's like a succubus, but it's a sex demon. And that's how they like to break into a lot of people. It's a whole class of them, which you study in demonology. And so, there's a lot more he didn't want told because of stuff, but the point was is that I sat there and walked through all these angles, all these things with him, and so then, you know, he didn't know what was going on. So, you know, he talked to Protestants. He talked to Catholics. He talked to a Jewish rabbi. They said, oh, this will help you wear this thing. Didn't help him. You got to cry to Jesus. And as soon as he figured that out, all these problems went away. But it was also attacking his crew. But they, as soon as this happened, it was when he came back was when this starts. And when you go and oppose the globalists, you go to a leftist meeting, you go to their protest, you go to the depositions with these people, they're literally going, my lawyers are like, we never seen the audience, what's going on? They're like, I mean, you got to see this for yourself, okay?
We'll get you.
So, you can say whatever it is, but it's basically an avatar. They're jacking in. They're taking control of people. And this demon that was sent, that was put on him, was trying to break through and have a sexual sex magic contact with him, and he rejected it. So then it assaulted him. Now, you see all the Satanism, all the death, all the evil, all the cultures doing this. Those are the footprints of this thing. It's like in Predator, where you can't see the Predator, but you can see its footprints. because it's cloaked out of this dimension. But it comes in and out. At Skull and Bones, they go and spend weeks and months off and on trying to channel in coffins gods or goddesses, entities, to give them advanced knowledge. Then the former Skull and Bones or graduates come and they watch while everybody masturbates and bathes in feces. And this is all, you know, Robert De Niro made a movie about it, Good Shepherd, which is actually a true story. You see that scene, them pissing on them and they're bathing in feces and everything? That's all real. Little news tip. You're getting pissed on by men and bathing in feces and laying in coffins? Satanism. So, but theirs is a druidic angle of it, Germanic druidic. And Helmut Schmidt wrote a book about it, Men in Power's Political Retrospective, and said, I love our druidic rituals, but my favorite is with the Republicans in the U.S. So this is all going on, folks. You need to understand what's happening. And people that make fun of it, that's from the movie. People that make fun of this do it at their own peril. This is 100% real. So when they're attacking Tucker for covering this, they don't want you to understand that. They think it's going to be discrediting of him. So what does Ephesians say? In fact, why don't you pull up more Bible verses about demonic possession, demonic attack, exorcism, you name it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, governments. Look what a principality is. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual hierarchical kingdoms, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Remember, Satan's the god of this world, given dominion. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. What does Satan do with Christ 30 days out in the desert? He shows up and shows him the whole world and says, bow down to me, I will give you this. What did Christ say? Get behind me, Satan. Get out of my way. Satan gets in our way. What's the left do? What's the carbon taxes do? What's the globalism do? Messing up kids' lives, messing up their true destiny, getting in our way, stumbling blocks. Get behind me, Satan. Folks, I got Satan's tire marks on me. I got Satan's arrows sticking out of me. I know all about it. I wasn't looking for it. It's been looking for me. I've seen stuff that's beyond movies. Because the devil sent the big guns after me, including the devil himself. And only because through God have I survived it. But still, these little Satanist people, just being run over by it, they can smell it. Okay? Because in their little hierarchical system, it's all hierarchical. They never even get close to that. So to them, they're like, ah, who is this guy? Oh, my God. Because Mike Tyson said, when God favors you, the devil favors you as well. And when the devil favors you, that's not a good thing. It means trying to get you. But then you get to see the real stuff, like a Tucker Carlson, doing good work, doesn't have God, doesn't have Jesus, doesn't have a defense shield. Now he does, and now they're pissed. So here's a short compilation that they're putting around, you know, attacking him. But it totally knocks it out of the park, and it's completely accurate. Here's Tucker Carlson.
It's my personal belief, based on a fair amount of evidence, that they're not aliens. They've always been here. And I do think it's spiritual.
Can you articulate it?
The belief that supernatural beings take physical form. They all believe that. The Greek myths, Jesus, most famously. But that they take physical form, that they're not just like some ethereal, they're not just shadows floating around, specters, fog, that they're physical. Like, they're as real as the arm of your chair. And that they reproduce with people. Again, Christianity believes that. Jesus, Immaculate Conception, spirit reproduces with human woman. That's what the story is.
Yeah, no, I was on February 20th, 2023, I was attacked in my bed by a spiritual being.
Physically mauled.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon.
And so I talked to a lot of people, and I was really shocked by what credible people told me.
The U.S. government has, in fact, had contact, direct contact with these beings, whatever they are. I've already told you what I think they are. And has entered into some sort of agreement with them.
They could all be wrong. Of course, you know, I can't prove it.
Yeah.
But I became completely satisfied, I'll say that they were not lying and that they were right or in the vicinity of right.
I care about this country and what happened to it after 1945. And it's a very clear demarcation line. And it seems obvious to me that nuclear weapons are demonic. There's no upside to them at all. And that anyone who claims otherwise is either ignorant or doing the bidding of the forces that created nuclear technology in the first place, which are not human forces, obviously.
These phenomena, which are clearly obvious and underwater, we know that. Fact. Is this, so the debate is this government technology? Is it from outer space or is it some spiritual realm here?
I've never met a person who can isolate the moment where nuclear technology became known to man. And so where did it come from exactly? Oh, German scientists in the 30s. Really, when? Name the date. And I've never heard anybody do that. It's very clear to me that these are demonic.
And so people with this weird and destructive instinct, that's what it is. It's not a conspiracy, an instinct, have taken over all the levers of power. And I think it's like a spiritual force. That's my personal view. I can't prove it, but I really believe it.
Our leadership is the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst. They're like the worst people I've ever met.
Mm.
And maybe that's not accidental.
Yeah, I mean, could it be, I'll just raise the question, could it be that some people have received some assistance from demonic
certainly seems that way.
In terms of achieving what they've achieved.
How many happy political, I don't know how many political leaders you know, but how many happy ones have you met?
Oh, gosh. Not a lot I trust, put it that way.
Right, but they're all like tormented.
Yeah.
Sweaty and nervous and afraid. Don't you think those are signs?
I do.
The main effort that the U.S. government has put into its disinformation, its lying on this topic, their main interest is in convincing you that the supernatural is not real. Why has that been so important for 80 years for you to convince me the supernatural is not real? The obvious answer is, well, because they sort of know they're working for supernatural forces, actually. And I think that's probably true. I'm satisfied that I know enough, and I don't really want to know that much more. Because what I think I know is, you know, this doesn't help me at all to know that. So that's a conclusion I've reached. I'm usually pretty curious. I've stopped being curious about this because I don't want to know anymore. But
you truly don't want to know anymore about it.
I think I know. I think I know what's up.
Yeah, and I mean, he talks about people he talked to. I'm, amongst others, the main person. And he knows enough history that he understood what I was telling him. Let me explain actually what the most ancient black magic books say when we come back. They say you get advanced knowledge from the demons, but they want baby blood to give you the technology. I'll explain it when we come back. Stay with us. The bad guys don't want you to know this.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building, and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.